This is a Bible teaching podcast from www.lumen.org.uk. That's lumin.org.uk. The presenter is Jeff Lumley.
Hello, I'm out for another walk, and I was thinking about general things, the church, the nation, stuff like that. And I had a sort of picture of a tsunami come into my mind. And the thing I remember about a tsunami, about a tidal wave, is that before it comes crashing into the land, the first thing that happens is that the tide level goes out rapidly. It rapidly retreats. So that actually you get warning if you're on a beach and the sea suddenly starts to disappear into the distance, it's time to run. And the wave builds up and isn't really moving forwards because the backwash of the water going out is just holding it in place until there's no more out, until the tide is as far out as it can go, really. And then the wave starts to come crashing back down, because as the tide has gone out, the amount of water in that wave has just gone up and up and up until it just has to crash down. The weight of water and the gravity become greater than the backwash, and the water comes crashing in. So the picture is of the church, actually, and the church is the tidal wave. And by the word church, I mean those people who have been holding the ground, standing the ground in prayer, wanting to see the kingdom advance, and actually been frustrated because it just seems like everything's going in the totally opposite direction. The water is coming in the opposite direction. The church, it looks like the gospel's been retreating. It looks like the land has been getting bigger. The sea has been getting smaller. It looks like those who believe have become more and more tightly packed together and totally separated from the non-believers. It looks like, and indeed it is, people who were of the church have been left beached. They are now saying the same things as the world, as the land has been saying. But there is a limit to how far the water can retreat before the force of gravity takes over and the wave comes crashing in. And firstly, it will crash over those who are of the church but have been beached and have picked up what the world has been saying. Because the church is the first thing that needs to be made holy, needs to be changed, needs to be drenched in the water of God. Let's not judge those who were beached. Because if the water went out much further, who's to say we would not be among them? And indeed, who's to say we have not picked up so much of the sand and the gravel as the waters have receded, that we are also in need of this refreshing water, this change, this repentance. And of course we are. We cannot judge anyone else. Whatever they've come to, whatever decisions they've come to, there but for the grace of God go us, the ones who are left holding the ground, praying, believing. Well, we can't say that if the water didn't continue to go out, we wouldn't be beached as well. So that as the tidal wave rushes in, the first thing we can expect to see is a deep change of heart in the people of the church. The leaders of the church who have said, we agree with the world, to be changed. The people who have gone to church for years and years and years, but perhaps never really come to a living faith, come to a point where They've been blessed by the knowledge of Jesus and the infilling of the Holy Spirit. They're believers, but they're not yet on fire believers. Am I on fire? I don't think so. We need this. And then the water goes where it wasn't before, because a tidal wave just swamps all the land around it. And the world is changed. Because although it will go back down and go back to its natural level, which is a lot higher than it has been recently, to start with, there will be an overwhelming change in the land above that high water mark as the water swamps over, knocks down things that have been made, put up vainly by man, and brings things to a new start. That was the picture I had. It comes suddenly. You cannot expect a tidal wave to be gentle or slow. It will come suddenly. It will be messy. And there will be people who say, this cannot be of God because it's messy. No, actually, because it's messy, it is of God. Because God will come suddenly and he will knock down things. And even some things which are perhaps righteous will be knocked down for a while, because their foundations have been undermined, because the building is old and needs to be rebuilt. The tidal wave is coming. Now, I'm not someone who would call myself a prophet. I'd much rather speak from the Bible and talk about what the Bible says. But that was quite a strong picture I had. So I'm not, as I say, claiming to be a prophet. I am simply sharing a picture which has encouraged me. If it's true, then time will tell. If it's not true and it was just dross, my apologies. I don't claim to be a prophet. I simply shared something that was a picture, a sense, as I've been walking, that came upon me. And I leave it to you to judge how true or otherwise it might be.
The music is by graceforall.wordpress.com. Thank you for listening.